Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I chose this example because of the similarities in our B2B world. Think about it. How many leadership experts are out there? How many growth consultants? So standing out when everyone's trying to do the same thing is no easy feat. I was fascinated by how Charles Daniels Jr. positioned the folks he helps. Here are two key messages that he used to go beyond the bad behavior and into a broader conversation. First up, he focused on the need. Daniels opened with a killer statistic. Over 10 million kids see their dads less than one time per month. His message, dads are needed. Therefore, it's in the kids' best interest to build a better father. Now let's apply that to B2B situations. If you're a consultant on culture, just as an example, would you create a narrative that shows the power of culture or how culture can derail the best recruiting for the war on talent? You betcha. Second, he positions dads as the least bad alternative. Again, he used stories and statistics in his TED Women Talk. Kids without fathers are more likely to use drugs, go to prison, etc. Now, what he didn't do is use a story or statistics to explain away bad behavior. He didn't justify anything. Instead, he focused on the remedy, which was stress and emotion modulation. In other words, his message was, this effort is worth it for the kids, not just for the fathers. Now let's drill down on how we can apply. Let's use the above example. What if those culture experts say something like, changing the culture is worth it for recruitment, or for the war for talent, or for sustained growth, whatever. Not that changing the culture is good, period. You know, a lot of us advocate for the same things, which is why it's hard for buyers to tell us apart. Approach and great methodology is not enough. We need to tell stories about how the environment needs something different. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.